Aircheckdownloads.com.
It's half past seven.
From Sky across the UK, this is Virgin News.
The European Court rules on the James Bulger trial and sentencing today. Virgin News, I'm Varianne Corrigal.
Why are you giggling, children? What's the matter?
I think it might be something to do with my pronunciation of Celtic's next signing, Raphael Shite.
I think it might then.
Virgin.
7:33.
Virgin Breakfast.
Hi, my name is Stereo Mike.
Virgin Radio, your £1 million station, and we'll prove it tomorrow morning by giving away a mil on this show to one person playing Brand Van 3000 classic tracks from today's best music. Non-stop, 24 hours a day, 365/66 days a year. Got some Christmas news for you here now from all the papers, dragging them out. As they put them together, mobile phone firms have laid on hundreds of extra staff to help customers expected to buy 4 million new mobiles this Christmas. Million new mobiles. That's just in Britain to be sold this Christmas. Fed-up users last year found they could not activate their handsets because of too much demand on the networks. Watchdog Oftel is advising people buying prepaid phones as gifts to start them and buy airtime before Christmas. Okay, so that's your little tip there on your mobile phones. Punters are dreaming of a white Christmas after the odds of snow falling on December the 25th tumbled yesterday to 6-1. Bookies William Hill, fearing a payout of £100,000, slashed their odds from 10-1 as the UK was hit by snowfalls from Kent to Aberdeenshire. Two things about this. First of all, these stories come out every other week about bookies William Hills. A lot of fun bets going on, yeah. And they're the fun betsters, and we thank them for that. But they're always fearing payouts. Well, don't be a bookie then. And you won't have to fear payouts. That's the deal. They never fear pay-ins, do they?
No. They must be feared all the year round because that's what they're doing.
That's what they do. They're fearing a big payout again. Oh, what a surprise. And the other thing is that the weather this weekend is going to go warmer and then freezing. Is that right, John?
That's right. It's going to rain tomorrow. It's getting milder with rain tomorrow. Then Saturday gets very cold again.
Really
and very cold again.
Really cold.
Okay, in the middle of a Christmas tour, Culture Club, of course, along with Bananarama and some other 80s acts. They're all performing together on this great nationwide tour. But Culture Club singer Boy George cheated death when a giant glitter ball fell on him as he sang on stage. The flamboyant frontman was rehearsing for a gig when the wire holding it to the ceiling snapped. You've got to be careful with your mirror balls because they're big and heavy, aren't they?
They sure are.
Oh, they are. They do a fair bit of damage.
Yes.
Probably putting his makeup on at the time, looking at
Homemade Woolies topped the hate list of unwanted Christmas presents. That's true. Nobody really wants them. They're cute when you get them out and you're very grateful for all the hard work put into a homemade, home-knitted hat or scarf or sweater. But actually, you never wear them.
Only when you're a child.
The wool's too itchy.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that. And they go out of shape immediately and you can't wash them.
Yeah.
Apart from that, they're perfect.
Fantastic.
Yeah. But Britons waste more than £1.5 billion a year on presents that people don't want. So bear that in mind when you're buying something. You know, make sure the person you're buying it for will want it. Unless it's just a novelty thing that you just keep for a day and say that was funny and it makes them laugh when they open it up. But, you know, CDs, not exciting, but people want them.
Yes, right. Yeah?
Videos, not exciting, but people want them.
Mm-hmm.
White cotton underwear, not exciting, but you think, oh, God, I'm really glad I got some of that.
Yeah. Mm.
Socks.
Always
you can't have enough socks.
You can't have enough socks.
So they're a brand new comfy pair of socks. You know, chocolate. People love it. Wine, nice wine.
Not exciting,
but people want it. Just bear that in mind.
Are we just, this is what we're going to get for Christmas? Are you just sounding us out a little bit to see how we react?
You know what? I haven't got a clue what to buy you lot for Christmas. I was thinking about it today on the toilet at home, listening to Penny Lane by the Beatles, trying to think whether or not we should do a road phone in. Yeah, you go to Penny Lane, then you turn left into Baker Street, then you turn right into Route 66.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you get to a roundabout and you're going to go, where are we going to go? Third exit. Yeah, okay, road to nowhere. Then the road to hell. But we're not going to do that phoning because it's not Christmassy. Although, if we put bells on it,
it could be.
So I'm dreading what to buy you love for Christmas. I keep thinking of ideas for all of you and then I think, that's perfect. Get home and I've forgotten it. Anyway, we shall see next week, shall we?
We shall.
In case, of course, one of us gets run over by a bus.
Oh,
let's say that.
Christmas bus with bells on.
That's all right.
Dear Chris and the team, time for the Golden Moment. Could you please play on your Golden Moment spot a song which is very close to my heart? It is Save the Last Dance for Me by the Drifters. And dedicate it to my parents, Rita and George Edwards. Morning, Rita. Morning, George. Morning, the Edwards. Who've been married for 38 years.
Oh.
It is their song together. It comes with lots and lots of love from their daughter and son-in-law, Suzanne and Mike Jones.
Love.
Thanks for giving us a great show. It's a pleasure.
You can dance. Earcheckdownloads.com.